Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Boston here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NACUSO Network Conference here in lovely Las Vegas. And look who we have here in the studio lounge. Amber Harson from Prodigy. You're back.
Yeah, I'm back. Hey. Thanks for having me again.
You are welcome. You're more than welcome to come here anytime you want. You could be my co-host if you want.
Oh, perfect. Love it. This is my new career path.
There you
Everyone's
go.
Everyone's heard it. It's publicly stated at this point.
Put it on the resume for sure. And then we have Mr. David Flommer from Daytava as well. How are you, David?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how's the conference going for you guys so far? I know we're kind of like halfway through day one-ish,
or maybe day two.
Going great. Met lots of really nice people.
Good conversations. All right.
Very exciting conversations about the technology landscape and digitization.
Say that three times fast.
I know, I can't. It's not going to happen. For credit unions. So it's been really invigorating, to hear all of the options that are going to exist and what that's going to set us up for the future. It's really cool.
Right, there's a lot of forward-thinking people here, which is great for the industry, for sure, because we need that right now, for sure. All right, hey, speaking of forward-thinking, you guys, your organizations, that is, are partnering up, and share with us what's going on here. David, you want to go first?
Yeah,
and Amber,
for sure.
you can follow up.
Yeah, you know, we've already been sharing a pretty fruitful partnership. Just so Daytava, what we do is building data-driven applications for credit unions, and of course, a big part of that is getting data from the core system and integrating with that and being able to have a good relationship there. And Prodigy is amazing at supplying that type of partnership and growing from there. A big need that we're aware of in credit unions is the ability to actually generate call reports for regulatory reasons, obviously. And it's a heavy lift, and I know that some of the regulatory institutions are hoping to actually make this happen more often, not less.
Really? Okay.
We're starting a new venture where we're going to be trying to get to a place and really move in a direction where you're trying to relieve a lot of that load from credit unions, automate a good portion of that, particularly with core data, but potentially off-core data as well. We're launching this with Prodigy to start to really try to take this load off the credit unions and actually move toward things like daily updates what you would need to file your call report.
Well, because that gets me thinking about, I don't know if you guys were in Lamont Black's session yesterday, and he talked about the automation of like Excel. I mean, you're working in Excel right now, but that's not the future, because a lot of things like that are being automated now. So share with me from Prodigy's point of view on this, on the automation and making things more efficient for credit unions.
Yeah, so it's really easy, because as David mentioned, we already have a partnership where we've banded together to help credit unions use their data in a more actionable way. And all of that data is the same stuff we have to put in the call report, but it takes people days and days and days to get it together quarter, and it's burdensome, and nobody likes it. And so it's sort of this low-hanging fruit problem almost to help them solve, to free up their CFO's time or their accounting people's time to do something a little more valuable than that.
Yeah.
So in addition to just creating some efficiency by taking the data we're already using for all kinds of other things and popping it into the call report and making that quick, what David was talking about is the ability to update that really fast, right? We're already mandated as credit unions to publish all that information every quarter. Mm-hmm. How powerful would it be to the world if we could publish it every day or every hour, right? And be able to see like the strength of each financial institution and how their money is being stewarded at a credit union compared to some of the things we're seeing in the environment. So I think it's like a quick win on that efficiency side, but it leaves the door open for us to do some really cool things in the future too for reporting.
Now you're okay, now this is the big tease here. I want to know more, Amber. Leaves the door open to do other things like what?
I think that regulatory piece is going to be big, right? Okay. I think we're going to see an expectation in the future that you can access data in real time and publish it out instead of just the quarterly call reports.
Okay, okay.
So being able to have them hit, you know, a refresh button and pull the call report data.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe a couple buttons. One button might be aggressive.
One would be great.
I don't want to set the standard
too high. We're talking mortgage here.
But being able to do that and be ahead of it,
yeah,
right? So
okay,
they're not playing catch up when they get to that point.
But you know, in 3 to 5 years, if that, you know, it'll be that one button.
Yeah,
for sure. Because
right,
the way how fast things are going and companies like yours partnering up and making it that much more efficient.
Well, and if you think about being able to take any of that and then maybe put it on a blockchain and make it more secure, like there's a lot of things you can do.
Back to Lamont's talk yesterday, that platform that he talked about, for
there
sure.
There's really some great things you can do security-wise, too.
So benefits to the, give us the customer benefit message for the credit union, obviously. Efficiency stands out right away for me.
Yeah,
so,
it's certainly efficiency. I mean, it's something that the credit unions have to be doing.
Yeah.
And so increasing efficiencies there. And then also increasing the visibility into the data, because, you know, the government regulates it for a reason. And giving the credit unions the ability to actually see this data as it evolves closer to real time.
Mm-hmm.
There are extra benefits, even above just, I have to do it for the government.
Yeah.
Then they can actually keep their finger on that pulse of where things are, where
that's
they're
important.
Going, understanding sort of how they're doing against budget,
understanding
all that. And I just think it's going to be a win all around.
Yeah, some vital information, I would think, right?
Yeah.
So what are some goals that you guys want to achieve with this? I mean, and how soon are we, is this brand new, or are we...
We've been working on it since we started it in September, so we launched it and announced it at the Prodigy annual users meeting in September for our network, and then we've been doing all the design work and things like that in the last couple of months.
So no users yet, but they'll be, I'm sure they'll be
underway
lining up.
They'll
be lining up.
Yeah, I think Q2, Q3 at the latest will actually have something that we can start to distribute more widely.
Okay.
So so I think that's a fair estimate of sort of where we're at in the process. And, you know, we don't really see any gotchas along the way that's going to prevent us from doing that. So I think that it's going to be a big win this year.
Yeah, good deal, good deal.
Should be great for our credit unions. We've got our beta testers lined up. Everybody's ready to go.
Better. Yeah,
so,
everybody's
ready to go.
For sure.
Yeah, we've got credit unions already that are signed up.
See, I was going to say, you got them lined up already. My gosh, you're going to be on the, it's going to be like airplanes on a tarmac getting ready to take off of this thing for sure. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff, guys. Anything else to add? I know this is a great announcement. Good stuff.
Yeah,
this is good for the industry.
This
for sure.
will be, this, it's a starting point, like I said, an entry point into a lot of other great things.
It's going to get better, for sure. Yep. All right, guys. Anything?
Okay.
David?
No, I think that's it.
Amber, anything?
No, I think we covered it.
I know. You're busy here. I see you everywhere. You're on panels. You're participating.
I ran from
networking.
One to over here, and I'm headed back over there.
All right, well, I'm not going to hold you back, so
no,
I'll let you go.
It's
yeah,
a
thanks, guys. Thanks for
pleasure.
Having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah,
it.
A lot of fun. And keep up the good work. And when you get some credit unions lined up, let's get them on the show with you.
100%.
All right. There you are. Dynamic duo doing some good stuff for the industry.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.